you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Something to say?
Follow us on Twitter
at TNT Radio Empire
and tweet back. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
What are you doing?
Tossing a salad.
Yeah. My sister says we're scumbags. I think she means guys in general. I said yes. It's one of the things we do on the show is we tell you how guys think. You don't think your husband or boyfriend thinks that way about strippers, about old strippers? You're crazy. All right.
I like how I hear whole family and your friends actually tune in.
Some of my friends do. Other ones are busy.
Because none of my family.
They've heard my crap.
And none of my friends, even though the option is right in front of them, listen to this show. My sister would be mortified if she listened to this show.
You discourage that.
She's a Christian.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure dad.
Craig's dad listens when he's in the car.
He has.
Right. Yeah. He loves
it. Yeah. He tries to pick it up.
Yeah, but he just listens for Craig.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure he tunes us out.
Suck it, Jesus.
Well, that's his favorite bit.
Yeah, that is sure it is.
Yeah.
You can listen anywhere in the country, by the way. That's
and hear that.
My whole immediate families, besides my immediate family here, are back east, and you can listen anywhere on Alexa, streaming, TNTRadioEmpire.com. I like that they listen.
I think they believe that.
I don't really care, you know.
The stream was not available in portions of Phoenix.
Yeah. They didn't believe
you
that.
Told them that.
Because, no, because your dad's a woman wanted to start listening, right?
Oh, yeah. I had to unfollow my dad's woman on Facebook.
Oh, no.
Oh.
She's an anti-virus person?
She's
an old person in Phoenix. They're dying everywhere.
Yeah, I think they take that part seriously, but she still watches too much Fox News.
Oh, God. Well, they're not taking that part seriously if you're watching Fox News.
They'll
tell you you're safe. You're fine. You know?
But I think they are actually taking it seriously and really not going anywhere.
Okay. But then they're flouting against their leader then.
He walks over to the Walmart across the street.
All right.
That's where he does most of his shopping.
Oh, Larry.
Yeah, where else do you need to go?
You unfollowed her, huh? Was it that brutal?
I had to.
Yeah.
Yeah, I had to because I like her and I wanted to continue to like her.
Yeah.
And I don't mind her.
Yeah, we started unfollowing people.
Innocuous posts, but once in a while, she gets a little opinionated and I don't agree.
And you want to, and you're afraid if you're drunk sometime, you'll answer her, right?
Yeah.
With facts.
Yeah.
And then Larry will be mad. Dad, Todd, I ain't getting laid this weekend. What'd you do?
Yeah, that's why I unfollowed her, because I was afraid at some point, I'm going to engage.
Right.
And I'm going to say,
that's a good point.
Listen, I know you're smarter than this.
Right.
And then I will try to reason with them.
And then they prove they're not smarter than that.
And then they don't respond to reason, and then I get mad.
Yeah.
And you don't want to C-block your dad.
No, you don't.
Now, I rarely read Facebook posts verbatim, but this one has been copied and pasted in any number of sites that I've seen. Any number of Facebook friends have put it up here.
Oh, we got a nice email about a mask and a Menards, too. I like
But
it's not an email, it's a Facebook message.
This is kind of the way I feel lately.
Okay.
Let's just get on with the second wave. These science-denying dips don't care about anybody but themselves. They can't comprehend an enemy that doesn't respect America or guns or white Jesus.
Right.
They have declined or decided to line up and march fearlessly and brainlessly into no man's land, and I say, let them do it. Throw open the doors of the churches, the golden corrals, the gun ranges, the bootsmiths, and army surplus stores, and Bible restorers, and bandana emporiums, and same-day cousin marriage chapels. Let these bastards pack in like sardines.
Same-day cousin marriage.
Let them rub their beards together and breathe on each other and laugh about how free they are, and then let them die.
Oh, that's
only then can we get back to the business of using logic, reason, and compassion to solve the problems we face as a society, including big, scary ones. Like a pandemic.
Yeah, there was a leaked conversation between what governor and Pence, Craig? It was a leaked conversation he had. He told Pence that some of the protesters came to our state capitol and then brought the virus back to their rural communities. Was that Michigan? No, it wasn't a Michigan girl, because she wouldn't have been talking to Pence.
She wouldn't.
They hate
her.
They hate her.
I'm not sure.
I just saw it yesterday. Yeah, he told Pence to please stop encouraging protesters because they came to our state capitol and then went to rural communities and lit the place up with the coronavirus. And yeah, that's a good one. I like that, Todd. It's sad, but I like that.
Yeah, we've been saying that the whole time.
Yeah.
That rural America is going to be the last place that gets hit.
Michigan.
Oh, was it a Michigan lady?
Whitmer. It was. Okay.
Yeah, she's
asked Pence to discourage protests over concerns of COVID-19 spreading to rural areas.
Yeah.
Because those are the people that are coming in to protest, and then they're going to take it back.
Well, they did. She said there's proof of that already.
Right. They come down with their bazookas and their body armor from the Upper Peninsula and go to Lansing and protest, and then they bring it back to the Upper Peninsula.
Well, the guy in the next town over doesn't believe it.
That's right.
Right.
I can't see it.
And they're not going to listen to that woman because she's public enemy.
And they're not going to listen to the people, and they're not going to believe that it's happening in the next town over.
Oh, no.
Right.
Of course not. They're in the denial business.
And they're, yeah. That's a great Facebook post. That really is.
Big P's first barnyard love does not deny it anymore.
The first one.
Yeah. They also picked Jerry Stiller in the Deadpool.
Yeah.
Big P's jazz hands gets a hit, as does Bitcoin syphilis and Bogarting ruptured condoms.
That's a photo nobody's ever seen. Well, we have, but I would never share that. Your buddy always does.
Yeah, well, you're going to use that term loosely.
Yeah.
Let's see. That one's too harsh. That one we read yesterday. Busted groping corpses again gets a hit.
Oh, Jesus.
And the others were too harsh. Buster Skeeton gets a hit. Cancer-prone Craig gets a hit, as does Cash Bowles.
Cancer-prone.
Well, you know, it has been a couple times.
Only once, actually. It just flared up twice.
That's what you like to say.
Same case of cancer.
Yeah,
it just showed up twice.
Yeah, it just showed up twice. They didn't get it all the first time.
And what'd you do? You kicked its ass both times.
I just went in there.
Kicked it to the curb.
They got machines for that.
Right.
I'm pretty sure I have some more face cancer going on here.
See?
Because right above
I get close. I can't get that close to your face anymore since the pandemic.
They cut that piece of skin off close to my nose.
The cancer.
Back of your head's fine.
But there's another sore growing right on top of that.
Oh.
I got a pocket knife.
I'm pretty sure it's the same thing.
Cancer-prone Todd.
Yeah, we take care of that
I guess so.
I'll defer to a dermatologist if you don't mind.
You have to go wear a mask, go to the doctor.
It'd be a great bit on the air.
Bush can just cut it out with a pocket knife.
Yeah.
Roots and all.
Let's dig that thing out of Todd's face.
That could get bloody.
It's a great bit.
That could get bloody.
Yeah, I'll let a pro do that.
Yeah.
Celestial Droppings gets a hit, as does Chafed Taint. Chain link defecation.
What is taint?
Coke, Lazy Susan, and Colleen's Third Hole all get
three holes, no waiting.
A hit with Jerry Stiller.
All right.
I like a nod to Craig's old table.
Oh, what was it again?
The Cocaine Lazy Susan.
Oh, yeah.
Remember that?
Of course I do.
Somewhat.
Set by it a few times.
That was back in the day.
That's when you could actually be around people.
Yeah, you could.
No coronavirus around that table. Well, cocaine kills it, right?
Oh, I would think so. Cocaine kills everything.
Including the user eventually, right?
And the will to live.
I forget who I was.
I mean, not necessarily the will to do coke again.
No.
Having a discussion with somebody the other day and telling them, back in the day, that we showed up for work and we would probably have tested positive for a couple of substances at least.
Right.
And there are times that we showed up to work. We may have been legally drunk.
Easily. Back in those days, first year or so, easily.
Who are you to tell me I can't drive drunk?
Well, we slept.
Oh, yeah, but not much. Maybe a couple hours. There were many nights where we went till 3 a.m.
I know.
And then we got up and we did our thing. And we were still full of substances.
That's freaking believable.
Now it gets to 9:30 and everybody's like, God, I'm just dying. I'm done. I'm done.
But it's a healthier done now, for sure.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
Sure. But how many times have you...
Oh, my God.
How many times have you found yourself sitting at a concert back in the day when that was a thing, looking at your watch, going, oh, man, it's 9. I got to get out of here.
Mr. Can't Hang.
Are they still playing? God, it doesn't even seem like they're close to being done.
No. That's why I hate weekday concerts.
I know.
I hate them.
I know.
And a lot of people with regular jobs just take the time. They take the day off the next day.
That didn't bother us. We'd go out to a bar.
Well, the bar. We were hanging at bars by then.
The band would wrap up at 1, and then we still had some, you know, post-game activities to get to. And then we finally get home by 2, maybe get to sleep around 3, take an hour and a half nap, and go to work.
That makes me tired thinking about that. Move on.
And still kick ass.
Yes, we did.
Yeah. I don't know.
I think we played an extra couple tunes that morning.
I don't know about kicking so much ass. But I know we showed up.
Yeah.
I've been sitting in an arena or something waiting for a band going, man, it is 8 o'clock. Get on stage. Let's go.
I think a lot of people do that, push that to wake up at 4 in the morning.
I don't want to be here till 11.
No, hell no.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Seattle is going to keep 20 miles of their streets closed for good. They were shut down to provide more space for social distancing, but they're just going to stay that way even after the lockdown's lifted.
Yeah, they're going to allow people to ride their bikes and walk around in those streets in those neighborhoods. I liked it. Now, what do people do? It said, I guess you live in that neighborhood, you're allowed to drive your car in, right?
Well, I don't know that it's so much in neighborhoods or areas that aren't accessible.
Well, I saw an area where they did this original story where it looked like there were houses and streets were just blocked off. People could walk and ride their bikes through the streets.
I'm not exactly certain the type of neighborhoods that they're doing this in.
There was a story on CBS News or CBS Sunday Morning that they were opening some of the markets, one of the markets in Seattle.
Oh, Fish Market.
It wasn't the big Pike Place market. It was some subsidiary market, some smaller market.
Was it a wet market?
Yeah, they weren't selling bats. How about Brian Adams?
They do that in our country.
No.
Is that what Brian Adams said?
Sure. Yeah.
What a douchebag.
I wasn't exactly sure, but I kind of looked into it.
Bastards. Ruined his concert tour.
Cuts like a knife? Brian Adams?
Yes.
That guy?
Yeah.
Okay.
He said, the bad-eating bastards ruined my tour. What the hell, man? Why?
He got a little racist.
Yeah, totally. Just say it. Just move on, dude. Everybody's tour was canceled. Nobody thought anything about Brian Adams until he comes out as a just kind of racist for no reason.
No, he's Canadian, right?
Yes.
Yeah. And Canadians don't really impress me as overall racist, but I'm sure they exist.
I'm sure they do.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure they're all over the place. Brian Adams, you disappoint me.
It was just weird. It came out of nowhere. Brian Adams.
What the hell,
said,
Brian
don't hold
Adams?
Back, Brian Adams. That's the headline I saw. Hey, Brian Adams, don't hold back. Bad-eating bastards.
Well, maybe he's got alimony or child support that he needs to pay.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure he wanted to go.
Right, that might be the reason he tours.
I'm sure he's fine.
Alimony and child support.
That dude's had a ton of hits.
You would think so.
But we don't know how he spent his money.
No, we don't. Or he just won the tour. I'm sure everybody's bumming that they're not touring.
He might be stuck in the house with people he doesn't like.
That's true.
And he finally just snapped.
Right.
That doesn't sound right. Well, that damn Fauci character, he don't know.
That crazy scientist doctor.
Yeah, he wants to, I don't know what his game is. But he's not on my side.
He was the infectious disease doctor for so many years now. What's he, 78 now?
Yeah.
He was in charge of the AIDS crisis. I know some of you might be too young to remember that, but it's pretty brutal. And I saw a great Facebook, Twitter feed from, of all people. Who's that? We love that dude. He was in Rescue Me. He's Dumb Sean.
Oh, yeah, White Sean.
Yeah, what's his
White
name?
Sean. Stephen
Pasquale.
Yeah, yeah, follow him on Twitter. We do. He's really good. And he's political. He's great.
He's pretty opinionated.
But basically he said, what were we talking about? Oh, Fauci said, basically Fauci gave Fauci's stats. And he said, but you've been an expert for 10 weeks now. Go ahead. They gave all his stats.
So Fauci says a second wave of the virus is entirely conceivable and possible this fall. He expressed hope that the second wave could be kept from becoming another uncontrolled outbreak. Said the U.S. is moving in the right direction, but does not have total control over this outbreak.
Was it Rand Paul dick to him? I heard Rand Paul was saying all
about
kinds of
stupid. Fauci also warned about trying to reopen the U.S. economy too soon.
Rand Paul said you ain't the be-all, end-all or something like that.
Yeah, and he said, I never said I was.
Yeah, he never did.
Right. Who are you to tell us about our economy?
I hope his neighbor kicks his ass again. Jesus. Rand Paul's the
worst. Fauci also warned about being too hasty with vaccines.
Yeah, because people want to do it by January, and he said we're going to wait a while.
Yeah, if it's not good, it's not good.
Yeah.
Get the right one. He said there's a possibility that negative consequences with certain vaccines can actually enhance the negative effect of the infection, so get the vaccine right and move on.
Here's what I want to know, too, because
you got to do it right.
When Dr. Meehan hears this, or Dr. Chekshin, or a scientist, I'm probably more hopeful, and I don't know anything about this, I'm throwing it out there. If the vaccine doesn't happen, but if we can get a treatment where you get it, you might be sick, but you don't die, that is a huge deal.
Right.
Yeah.
That is big. The vaccine would be nice, but if you could get it and not die.
Lessens the symptoms.
I mean, we could lower it to about where the flu kills people. Obviously, the flu kills a lot of older people. I get it. But if we could lower this virus, because it's much more deadlier than the flu, so stop that crap. Just tell us sake. We can probably. I know that res. What's it called? That res whatever?
Remdesivir.
Yeah. They're allocating that to certain states, and you have to be really sick to get it.
But it is a treatment.
It is a treatment so far, yeah.
And then the scientists in Hong Kong are trying to figure out how rats are infecting the population with a new strain of the HEP, hepatitis.
That's just the HEP.
Yeah.
Everything sounds normal now.
Seems
just the HEP.
Pretty innocuous now.
Patients have been infected with the HEP E rodent virus since April 30th.
Oh, there's an E?
There's an O. Is there a treatment for that?
The illness, dangerous to vulnerable patients, causes fever, jaundice, and long-term liver damage. They haven't been able to figure out the mode of transmission for the disease. The latest patient had no rats.
That is a good
No recent there. Travel history. No rat droppings inside his home.
Fever and long-term liver damage.
That's
a good show. I can relate to long-term liver damage.
Yeah.
Trying to figure that one out. What's next?
More Deadpool names from Jerry Stiller. What'd you say about him earlier? He's got a different way of living.
Well, it was a segue. To be fair, it was a segue.
Yeah, it was. We love Jerry Stiller, Quick break, come on back.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.